Greetings from the I'm Simon podcast. I'd like to thank Anchor for this amazing platform, which makes podcasting so easy and accessible for us all. And to the people that sent me messages on my previous podcast on Forgive But Never Forget. Truly, truly moved and inspired to keep delivering more and more positive content to you guys. So thank you very much. So today's podcast, I'm going to talk about race better. For those of you who don't know, I'm a motorbike enthusiast. I absolutely love all things enduro and extreme enduro and motocross. Having grown up with it from a very young age, being fortunate enough that my dad was very into motorbiking and racing bikes and motocross and the Roof Africa. So I was exposed at a young age into this amazing sport, which is the friendships you build, the physical challenges, the emotional challenges. I mean, it's a very demanding sport. You just need to go and have a look at some of the video content out there on Red Bull Romaniacs and the Roof Africa and the Dakar Rally, and you'll understand what kind of commitment you need to have to finish these events. So through my career of, you know, my gym's Transfit and my coaching business, I've been fortunate enough to coach champions at the highest level, weekend warriors, guys that are passionate about extreme enduro, that are like semi-professional, and other guys that are just really talented riders that, you know, are hobby riders, but on a very, very high level. And it's very interesting that every single one of them have the same problem. And that is on race day, or, you know, day one of X. And I've seen this with my clients that have done the Dakar Rally, Red Bull Romaniacs, the Roof of Africa, the MP, Sea to Sky, Sea to Ski. All these multi-day events, these guys have the same problem. And speaking from experience myself, I've, you know, done the Roof of Africa and lots of other multi-day events, the MP and the Mzumbi and all these races, which are extremely physically demanding, is that they don't prepare for what happens on the day. So they all focused on finishing and they all focused on getting a good result. But number one, none of them have a nutrition plan. They don't have a structure. They don't explore what foods work for them. They don't explore when they should eat, at what intervals. And that is very personal to a client. You know, what kind of nutrition. Some people prefer the supplementation. Some people only prefer normal foods like dates, nuts, you know, bananas. Some people like a combination of both. But they never, none of them have a nutrition structure. And as a rule of thumb, you should be having 35 to 45 grams of carbohydrates every 90 minutes. You know, and the problem with not having a nutrition plan is that if you don't set your, for example, on Red Bull Romaniacs, which is a mammoth event to complete and to finish, it's a ripple effect. So if you don't have good nutrition on day one, day two, day three, day four, it starts to compound. So you just run out of gas and you can never catch up from not having a good start on day one. So number one is a nutrition plan and structure that works for you. And that takes, you know, some people are lucky. I've had some clients that have done the Dakar Rally, which have been very fortunate that they know exactly what works for them and they stick to that structure. I've had some other clients that have done the Roof Africa, which have from 1 year gone supplementation and the previous year only gone food. And, you know, they figure out what works for them. So it's a bit of a, you know, you've got to explore different options and I get my guys to do that during training. So if they doing a multi-day, you know, training a multi-day, a back-to-back on a Saturday, Sunday, kind of big rides, preparing for a multi-day event like the Roof Africa, I get them to explore different nutrition options that work for them. So nutrition plan and structure, very, very important. Work out what works for you. Write it down. Stick to your structure, okay? The second thing is no one ever sets a goal for the day. Okay, obviously the goal is to finish, but where do you want to come realistically? Can you come top 10? Can you finish day one? Okay. And then analyzing from that information that you get, how you're going to achieve that. So if you want to come top 10, okay, what kind of pace do you need to be? Where do you need to be at this point? Are you going to run two Garmin GPSs? Are you going to, you know, push for the first 50Ks and then take it easy? So analyze whatever you need to be able to achieve your goal for the day. How are you going to finish? Okay, number one, I've got a nutrition plan. Number two, I'm going to work to a point format. So every point I get to, for example, I'm going to have a break. So I'm going to do 25Ks and I'm going to have a 15-minute break. I'm going to reassess, change my goggles, change my gloves, push to the next point. So you've got to have a goal for the day. And it's not about what happens with all motorbiking and also competitors on all sorts of levels. When the flag drops, the plan goes. You know, people forget the plan. And then it falls apart. You know, you look at top triathletes. You look at triathletes that do Ironman and, you know, people that are, you know, normal Joe Bloggs doing Ironman, they have a structure because they know that they don't have a structure, they can't get to the end. So a nutrition plan and structure, very important. Set yourself goals. And just write these things down. Keep a journal of them. You know, there's not no specific structure I've ever given to any one of my coaching clients, but I get people to write things down. Understand where you're going, what the day was like, what you got from that day. And then, most important, is a preview and review of your day. So, what did you do well that day? Ah, I did this well. I did that well. What did you do badly? Well, I didn't eat enough. Okay, let's look at the nutrition plan. My conditioning wasn't great when I was, you know, in the very technical riding. I struggled to pick my bike up or move my bike around. So address that. And from writing this kind of stuff down, you build data, which helps build a plan. You know, planning is all about information. And if you don't have the information, you don't write the information down, you know, you can't really develop a plan. And you're not going to improve from race to race or from roof to roof or you know, Red Bull Romaniacs to Red Bull Romaniacs. And one thing about the sport of enduro is it's time consuming. It's very logistics orientated. There's huge amounts of admin. It's time, you know, time is a big thing. And most of the guys have families. And it's big pressure on families. And I've noticed that families that embrace, whether it's a dad or the son that are racing, it's such great, these families have a very strong bond. So, and also it's a very costly hobby. You know, this is an expensive sport. I mean, someone competing in the Dakar, you know, it's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pounds. Someone competing in Red Bull Romaniacs, it's, you know, more than £5,000-6,000 to compete these events, to compete in these events. So you come so far, but when the flag drops, there's no plan. So just to recap, nutrition, structure, and plan. Goals for the day. A preview and review of your day. Asking yourself questions. Where did you go wrong? What did you do right? And then always in the background, you know, when you're writing these plans, what are your strengths as a rider? What are your weaknesses as a rider? And with that in mind, you'll be able to see where you're going wrong based on your information and data that you create for the day. So give this a try. I've seen massive improvements with people's riding and their level of riding and their enjoyment factor. And, you know, every single person that rides, whether professional, you know, professional level, a weekend warrior or a very high level rider who's a privateer, we all ride because it's fun, and people lose focus of that. And that's one thing that, you know, I keep tapping into my clients about. It's all about fun. It's about the process. And the process is the logistics and the planning and the organization, and that is, you know, it's part of the fun. But don't let that all fall apart once the flag drops. So, you know, use those tips. Give me some feedback. I'd love to know how you get on. If you have some personal messages you want to send me, if you want to reach out to me for some more information and tips, I'll gladly, happily reply to you. You can link, you can catch up with me on all my media, my social media platforms, on LinkedIn, Simon Haddon Schmid, on Instagram, I'm Simon, and my Facebook page, I'm Simon. So that's it for today's podcast, and hopefully you can get some positive information from this, and cheers for now.